Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you here and thank you for making room and space in your day. We're going to take the next 30 minutes to meditate on Scripture and just to spend time in the presence of the Lord. If this is your first time joining us, I want to encourage you to go to our website, cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive this podcast directly to your email inbox. You can also join us on Facebook and on Instagram, and also our blogs there as well. So this week we are finishing up a 10-week series. We've been going through creation story, working our way through Genesis and each day that God created. So today, I just want to take you through all of the scripture that we've read in the last 9 weeks. We're going to take that whole creation story and read it all at once and just take the time to meditate and allow ourselves to be saturated in the Word of God. So as we begin, I want to invite you to turn your attention towards your breath. Simply settling in wherever you are. Feeling the sensation of the inhale and the exhale. Allowing yourself to come fully present in the space you're in. Beginning to notice if you're seated or if you're laying down, wherever you are, maybe your feet are on the floor, begin to notice the points where you're able to be grounded. So if you're seated there where you're touching the chair, feel that weightiness, that grounding. Allowing yourself to be present right in that space. And maybe if it feels comfortable for you, you begin to lengthen out the breath just a little bit. Giving the breath permission to come into the deeper spaces. Maybe you begin to notice the belly being affected by the breath, the rising, the falling, the expanding. Where do you notice the breath expanding within you? Is there a rhythm to your breath? Does it feel smooth and flowing? Maybe it feels sticky or choppy. Remembering there's no right or wrong in this space, you're simply observing, connecting to yourself. And then from there, we want to connect with the Lord. Are you able to invite the Lord in on your breath or focus upon Him? So as you continue just with the breath and settling in, open us in prayer today. God, thank you so much for this time and space where we can focus upon you, upon your word, and upon your truth. Holy Spirit, will you speak to our hearts? Will you bring revelation where revelation is needed? Will you awaken your word to us? Teach us of your character and your nature. Cause us to be transformed, to become like your son, Jesus. God, will you heal in our hearts what needs to be healed? Will you renew our minds? Will you touch our bodies where we need healing, Lord? We want to come to you just as we are. We want to meet with you. And God, I pray that you would have your way in each one of us. Will you reveal yourself to us as we look at you through creation? When your mind starts to wander and perhaps think on something else, it's perfectly fine, it's perfectly normal. Just encourage you to come back to the breath. Let that be your grounding point. The body naturally begins to calm when we find that lengthened breath. And in that space, if we can begin to link our breath to the Spirit of God who lives within us. He's as close as our breath. We can find that connection anywhere then, in the world, in any circumstance. When things begin to rise and pressure comes, we can turn to the breath and in that same way turn to the Spirit of God. Practicing our awareness of Him and our ability to connect. And if we practice it when there isn't a crisis, it will become more normal when crisis comes. So taking a moment to just check in with yourself, to be honest, where are you at today? What are you experiencing in your body, in your heart, and in your mind? And whatever that is, can you bring it all before the Lord? Finding that breath of connection. Taking a moment to let go of what you need to let go, like an exhale in this space. And drawing in what you need to, receiving what you need to on the inhale. So today I'm going to slowly read through this creation story, giving you some space, some quiet in between parts of scripture, just to meditate upon it, chew upon it, notice what stands out to you. Notice if there's anything that draws you into conversation with the Lord, or just sit and be still and allow it to wash over you. I just want to encourage you to put yourself in this story, like you were experiencing it, like you were there. In the beginning, God created everything. The heavens above and the earth below. Here's what happened. At first, the earth lacked shape and was totally empty. And a dark fog draped over the deep while God's spirit wind hovered over the surface of the empty waters. Then there was the voice of God. Let there be light. The light flashed into being. God saw that the light was beautiful and good. And he separated the light from the darkness. God named the light day and the darkness night. Evening gave way to morning. That was day one. God said, let there be a vast expanse in the middle of the waters. Let the waters above part from the waters below. So God parted the waters and formed this expanse, separating the waters above from the waters below. It happened just as God said. And God called the vast expanse sky. Evening gave way to morning. That was day two. God said, let the waters below the heavens be collected into one place and congregate into one vast sea, so that dry land may appear. It happened just as God said. God called the dry land earth, and the waters congregated below seas. And God said that his new creation was beautiful and good. God said, earth, sprout green vegetation, grow all varieties of seed-bearing plants and all sorts of fruit-bearing trees. It happened just as God said. The earth produced vegetation, seed-bearing plants of all varieties, and fruit-bearing trees of all sorts. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. Evening gave way to morning. That was day three. God said, "Lights, come out. Shine in the vast expanse of heaven's sky, dividing day from night to mark the seasons, days, and years. Lights, warm the earth with your light." It happened just as God said. God fashioned the two great lights, the brighter to mark the course of the day, the dimmer to mark the course of the night. And the divine needled night with the stars. God set them in the heaven sky to cast warm light on the earth, to rule over the day and night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. Evening gave way to morning. That was day four. God said, "Waters, swarm with fish and sea creatures. Let birds soar high above the earth in the broad expanse of sky." So God created huge sea creatures, all the swarm of life in the waters, and every kind of species of flying bird, each able to reproduce its own kind. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. And God spoke this blessing over them. "Be fruitful and multiply. Let creatures fill the seas. Let birds reproduce and cover the earth." Evening gave way to morning. That was day five. God said, "Earth, generate life. Produce a vast variety of living creatures, domesticated animals, small creeping creatures, and wild animals that roam the earth." It happened just as God said. God made the earth creatures in a vast variety of species, wild animals, domesticated animals of all sizes, and small creeping creatures, each able to reproduce its own kind. God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good, and God paused. God said, "Now, let us conceive a new creation, humanity made in our image, fashioned according to our likeness. And let us grant them authority over all the earth, the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, the domesticated animals, and the small creeping creatures on the earth." So God did just that. He created humanity in his image, created them male and female. Then God blessed them and gave them this directive: "Be fruitful and multiply. Populate the earth. I make you trustees of my estate. So care for my creation and rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that roams across the earth. God said to humanity, "Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant that grows on the earth and every fruit-bearing tree. They will be your food and nourishment. As for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and every small creeping creature, everything that breathes the breath of life, I have given them every green plant for food." And it happened just as God said. Then God surveyed everything he had made, savoring its beauty and appreciating its goodness. Evening gave way to morning. That was day 6. So now you see how the Creator swept into being the spangled heavens, the earth, and all of their hosts in 6 days. On the 7th day, with the canvas of the cosmos completed, God paused from his labor and rested. Thus God blessed day 7 and made it special. An open time for pause and restoration, a sacred zone of Sabbath keeping, because God rested from all the work that he had done in creation that day. What is it that God is revealing to you about himself through this creation story, this history? What is it that God's revealing to you about yourself? Can you see the beauty of creation? Can you imagine what it was like as he formed and fashioned all of these parts? Continued to say after he created, as he spoke into existence, his words were spoken and creation responded, was formed, was created. Above all else, God revealed himself as creator in the beginning. The first thing he did was create. What he created was beautiful and good. Over and over, he would see the beauty and the goodness. Can you see that you are his created being? With the same detail he formed the earth, he formed you. And he says you're beautiful and you're good. Can you see the beauty that God's created in you? Can you see the goodness? God, I thank you so much for each one listening right now in this space. Thank you that you are with them, that you have created them. And God, I pray over them this week that you would reveal to them the beauty of your creation that you have created in them. God, I ask that anything that is hindering them from knowing you more, from knowing the truth of who you are and how much you love them, I pray that that would be removed. Little by little, bit by bit, that we would come to know you more, Jesus. I bless your bodies this week to thrive, to heal where healing is needed. I bless your family, your relationships, to be filled with God's grace. I bless your finances, to have breakthrough where you need it. That you would come to know the abundance of the Lord in every area of your life. I pray for breakthrough where you need it. I pray those prayers you've been praying for a long time. I pray with you that whatever is blocking the answer, the solution, hindering you from knowing God in this moment, that you would find breakthrough in that space. Amen.